Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera, and in our podcast we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity. Welcome to a new episode from our WTU podcast. Hello, Alfred.
Hello, Rosa.
Today we talk about learning. What is learning?
First, we say what is not learning. Learning is not to collect information. Learning is to get more understanding. And the understanding is the result of the process of learning. And to collect information, the result, it's not understanding, it's you have more information. It's another thing.
And then you can only repeat the information.
You can repeat the information.
But you cannot speak out of your own experience.
It's the same with good schools and bad schools. In bad schools you get information and you can repeat. And in good schools you learn thinking and this process of thinking, the result is understanding.
And do you always need a teacher for learning?
First, we have to give the definition what is learning. There are several arts of learning. One state of learning is to prepare you for the real learning. And to prepare yourself for the real learning, you can do for yourself. But you need something for this point of learning. You need the right materials.
What is this? Are these books or what can this be?
This could be, these are books, maybe in our times, films, videos, or also courses or everything. But not everything what you think you need. So it's everything you prepare really for the thing you want to learn. Make you an example, like a WTU Wing Chun. If you say, yo, I will look all martial arts videos on YouTube and I will read all books about martial arts, what should prepare you for art of Wing Chun?
Nothing.
Nothing from these things.
It will only confuse you in your mind.
It will only confuse you in your mind. It's like you have a table with all arts of food and you eat all these things. What is the situation you're in?
You become ill.
You become ill, yes.
And or sick.
Your body cannot transform all these things together in energy. And so you confuse your body. And you can also confuse your body and your mind if you give yourself information in this way.
But it's difficult to find the right information or the right things or the right books.
Yes, there,
for preparation.
There is the Johann Wolfgang von Goethe in German who says there must be a little sun that inside yourself that you will find the sun. And this is there must be something in yourself who want the right thing. And then you will find the things you bring you to this point. You meet these things.
Maybe because you change yourself and then you attract these things
You attract these things in your life. It's an example. You never think on cars. And then you, one day you think, I want to buy a white car. Then the world will be full of white cars. You don't see before. And it's the same thing. The things come to you because if you want these things, then you recognize these things. If you want these things in the right way. It's the same with all things. But if you want one day this, then you will be very confused. And never think you meet. Never you meet everything.
And then there's another stage of learning. Is it a deeper or a higher stage of learning when maybe someone meet a teacher?
The next step of learning for me is if you if you will be professional with some work or something, then you need of you will be very professional. You need something like a mentor or a coach. It's the next point. It's a special way of learning to get familiar with a situation or with a work. You need contact with people in this area. You can't be a good medicine doctor and you will always sit at home and see television. It's not possible. You have go to these people, under these people. If you want to be very good, you want to meet the best in this part of work. It's the next way of learning. You learn something from the people who are very good in the things you want to learn. Then you see how they work and you learn. You see and feel how they are thinking, how they are living, how they are feeling, how what they do together, what they speak together. You see everything and recognize this and you learn.
And then you change yourself.
Yes. And the next way of learning, the real learning, if you want to learn real things about your life and yourself, for your really inner development, for these things you need a teacher. You can't learn this for you alone, and this way of teaching is not a coach but a mentor. It's another thing. Because you need a teacher and you need a group. You need people around you who are also in this process. Because we are human beings and we have no awareness of the most things we are. It's like we don't see this. And other people or situations is like a
mirror.
And a good teacher, arrange the situation that you have a mirror for yourself in the situation. And then you need this, that you change the things in you, that you can develop yourself. We in German say all people have a blind spot in themselves. And this blind spot will only be possible to see in the situations, like a mirror.
And these are the things I hide from myself, I don't have awareness about, and these are maybe the things with the highest potential when you work on this, to develop.
Because these are the stones in your way.
And what I don't see and what I am not aware of, I cannot change.
You cannot change. You can do everything. You cannot change these things because you don't see these things. It's not possible. And the real teacher see these things who are the next you have to bring away from your way you go. And this has nothing to do with the attraction of these things.
And learning, I think, is a permanent process.
Learning, you don't learn to come in a position. No, learning is a process. And if you start a process of real learning, it never ends. There is no point you are at the target.
So, do I need a teacher for the rest of my life, or is there maybe a point when someone say, okay, now I know how I can learn from life, or now I can learn by myself?
This is different for all the people. There are people who need a teacher all their life. Then there are people the teacher have to kick them away and say, go your way alone. Maybe there's a point there. Come back. Maybe there's not a point to come back. And maybe there is the point you can go your way alone. And maybe there's the point you can go the way alone, but you decided to stay with the teacher. All these things are possible, but you cannot decide it for yourself. But going back to our art of Wing Chun, many people think they can learn a martial arts from a video, they can learn the martial arts from a book or something else, and the Wooden Dummy in Wing Chun. There are many people outside who buy a Wooden Dummy, who buy a video, who buy a book, and then start at home to learn the Wooden Dummy.
Or from an online course.
Or from online course or something else.
Mm-hmm.
If someone go in this field with in this way, he says everything about himself. Doesn't start with the first step. All is a tool, and the tool is for a very, very special things. And if there are tools before, and he doesn't learn to use the tools before in the right way, he is not in a situation that he can use the tool in the right way, because there's no preparation before. And in our style, it's the same, the first preparation and the preparation for the jump cue and all the exercises around the jump cue. And the jump cue prepare you for the Wooden Dummy, and the Wooden Dummy prepare for the QT. And there is a special way inside. If you say, oh, I want this, and then I want this, and they want this, and they want this. Think if you act in this way, if you were a cook. No one can eat what you cook.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are a technical man who is responsible for airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
You should not go inside these airplanes. But in many fields, people are acting in this way. Mm-hmm. They say a lot about them.
So
the first step is to learn how to learn. If you have a wrong idea about learning, there's no result.
So it's like always we need the right circumstances, the right people, the right time and the right place.
Yes. On the wrong place with the wrong people, what should be happened? And people, human beings, need people. A human being cannot do very, very much things about themselves alone. He can only start alone, but not more.
Oh, thank you for this talk. Then you hear us the next time again.
The next time, next month. Bye.
Bye.